Hello everyone, and welcome to MS-935's Guide to Surviving Middle School, an audio guide for students to learn how to make the best out of middle school. My name is Darnell Bent, the CEO and founder of Howcana, a creative company that works with schools to expose students to various careers by leading them in producing creative projects like this one. Over the course of the next 7 episodes, I'll serve as one of the narrators of the series, in collaboration with a few of the 8th graders from the class of 2024, the first graduating class from MS-935.
Hello everyone, my name is Leilani Lopez, and I'm an 8th grader in the class of 2024.
Hi, my name is Justin King. I'm an 8th grader here at MS-935.
You are now listening to the Guide to Middle School.
As we prepare for graduation, a few of the 8th graders here at MS-935 decided it would be a great idea to create this audio guide for you to navigate middle school. So over the next few episodes, we'll be sharing with you our guide for navigating middle school.
This guide is made up of interviews and conversations with a few of our friends and teachers. Our goal was to give you the best guide to middle school possible through the voices of the people who make our experience great. But before we go any further, meet a few of our friends.
Yo, what's up? My name's Aries.
Hello, my name is Christopher Cuesta.
My name is Gabriela Zucarin. I'm an 8th grader.
My name is Jarielis. I'm an 8th grader.
My name is Juliana, and I'm an 8th grader at MS-935.
To start this series, we thought it would be a good idea to talk about what going into middle school is like. So we asked our friends what their feelings were like walking into middle school.
The first week, I was scared because I just transferred to that school. So, like, I didn't know anybody, and it was kind of sad because I didn't have my old friends with me.
Coming from middle school, I was going to miss my friends, like, in my old school. And I was also a bit excited because I was finally going to be a bit independent now.
Same for me, but, like, another thing for me, like, I was going through things. So, like, things were also harder for me.
Part of my emotions were, like, anxious and frustrated, but I was happy about certain things, like making new friends, and, like, that kind of benefited my whole experience during the middle school year.
For the students like Mariah and Leilani, who transferred to MS-935, they started the conversation talking about what it was like to adjust to the school. But as the conversation progressed, they started to talk about things that they could all remember about 6th grade, despite whatever middle school they were attending.
Justin, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think we started school during the pandemic.
Yeah, everybody was at home. We just had to wake up at a random time.
We had to wake up, set up, and then do like 8 hours of school.
Some of us didn't even do anything. Some of us were on games. Some of us were sleeping. Some of us even watching TV. And there was only probably like 5, if you had a good class, like 10 kids that are actually paying attention to you, but really nobody really learned anything over like pandemic. Justin, do you ever miss like the days like when we were like quote unquote like house arrest because of the pandemic?
Every day. I miss staying at home and waking up and just grabbing my laptop.
Exactly, because and then
secretly I'll be playing games while doing the classwork.
Unfortunately for Justin, he can't sneak and play video games during the day anymore because we have in-person school, and if you get caught lacking, say bye-bye to your Xbox when you get home.
As the conversation progressed, the students began to reflect on what it was like coming back into the building after months of remote learning.
What was the transition like from going to remote to then in-person, seeing everyone again?
Coming back to 6th grade after being online, it was pretty hard because like online school, I just log in and I would not be active in class. Like they'd call on me and I'd be like, yeah, I know the answer. And I just go on mute like the whole time. So when I come to school in person and my teacher calls on me and I don't know what to say, I just sit there. But I can't ignore them because this time it's not online and it's in person.
It was so weird like going online and then going back in person because now like you have to online. You could just log in, say good morning to whoever. And then
just go back on mute.
Yeah, just do whatever. And then now we have to come in the building and like actually socialize. Like it felt so weird coming back from 5th grade online and then going into 6th grade because it's like, dang, I really graduated, but I didn't have like an actual graduation to go into the next grade and move into the next year. So it was just really weird.
So going to 6th grade, it was like starting like a new chapter for me because I forgot everything I learned in school. In person, in school, because in online, I really didn't pay attention online. So it was like starting.
Nobody.
It was like starting fifth grade all over again.
It was like starting a new chapter. So I was lost at first.
In a later episode, we'll talk about how we became better students academically, but one of our biggest challenges coming back to school was figuring out how to connect with other students again. For our second question, we learned how the pandemic didn't just impact their confidence in performance, but also ability to connect with each other.
I feel like socializing was pretty hard in sixth grade because of the pandemic and everything. Since fifth grade was basically still online and you had to do like Zoom and stuff. So being in sixth grade, like when we first came in, it was pretty difficult because it was so awkward because you're having like real live interactions with people that you've never really met before, and you got so used to life on online, so that being in person made it difficult and it was like pretty awkward, but you could overcome it since being with them for a long period of time made you feel like things went back to normal.
It was really hard to socialize because like we were so used to being online, and then now we gotta go to school. Now I don't even know how to talk to people because like literally the whole pandemic, like I was inside and online, you know? So it was hard for me because I forgot how to talk to people. I was just like, oh.
For me, it was pretty easy, honestly. All I had to do was just walk up to a random person and say, hey, you want to be friends? I used to do that in my...
You didn't get embarrassed?
No.
Exactly. Hmm? You don't even know the person. You're just walking up to them.
And then I would proceed the conversation and then know them. And then also at my elementary school, if I see a person in the bathroom I don't know, I'll say, hey, you want to be friends?
What? That's mad weird.
That is weird.
Well, maybe it didn't affect everyone, as we heard from Aries, but... You should definitely take a few notes from him about being confident in who you are as a person.
Yeah, Aries highlights a key factor when it comes to surviving middle school. Having confidence in yourself to reach out to people, ask questions, or speak up when something needs to be said is important. So think about how you can start being confident in small areas of your life.
Here are some other type of challenges we had to overcome.
So... One challenge I overcame was meeting my teacher's expectations about like my grades and stuff.
That was Christopher, or Cuesta as we call him. Similar to many of us, he was nervous at first about grades and meeting the expectations he set for achieving in middle school.
When we spoke to Aries about this, he shared some insight on how he overcame his challenges.
So since we just started middle school, it was very, like, hard for me to get used to it. So once I got used to it, like, the sleeping schedule, that's, like, basically how I overcome it. I just got used to it.
Now, as simple as this sounds, what Aries is describing here is perseverance, grit, and resilience. By constantly trying every day, he was persevering, and over time, he was able to build the resilience to withstand the new expectations of a sixth grader.
Wait, so how did you get so used to it?
By, like, just making a planner and just asking the teachers on, like, what time we got to get to school and stuff like that.
I thought only adults use planners.
I guess not. It seemed to really work for Aries, so we think you should consider buying a planner to help you adjust to middle school. Planning out your day and how you will complete assignments or projects is a good way to adjust to the workload of a new grade without being overwhelmed by it.
Which is a good transition to our final question of this episode. For the incoming sixth graders listening, we had a short discussion with our friends about the best quick tips we could give you to make the best possible adjustments to middle school. What is some advice you would give to the incoming sixth graders to help them prepare for middle school?
Definitely, you just want to like study, get that study on, and definitely ask more questions because like I did not ask any, so it took me a while. Take notes, write down whatever you can, like go on computer and or revise your homework or whatever work you did that same day.
Don't get your teachers mad.
Yeah,
especially the math teacher.
Especially like.
Especially the math teacher.
teachers in general too, because
they could just lower your grade.
They can lower your grade. You can get called to the office and stuff like that. So you gotta make sure that you staying strong in class.
Limit getting into trouble because it's also like not gonna get you anywhere, and it's just like gonna make your principal, like in your new school and in this school, like disappointed in you and feel like they can't trust you with certain things and stuff.
I would say to believe in yourself, to hold your head up high, and don't let anyone come in your way. And most importantly, be yourself.
Don't let people change the best of you. Never give up on things you love and your dreams. And don't follow the wrong, follow the right.
Like, if you have any, like, friends coming into middle school, like, come stay with them and then go, like, make new friends, talk to other people, and, like try to get to make new friends and understand them. So towards the end of the school year, you have like a group of friends that everybody understands you and what you're going through and knows people in your family.
You want to have an open mind coming to middle school, because there's a lot of stuff that you're going to learn, new stuff, and you just want to make space for that. Well, you're going to mature in middle school, and have fun.
Yeah, that's one of the most important things. Also, one of the other most important things is that you can't be perfect.
That's right.
Yeah.
Nobody's perfect.
Nobody's perfect at all.
As we heard from our classmates, the transition to middle school wasn't always the easiest. But with preparation, hard work, and the right mindset, we are able to make it work.
Stay tuned for our next episode where we talk about friendships in middle school.
We'll see you next time.
This episode of the podcast was produced by the 8th graders in the class of 2024 at MS 935, edited and engineered by Darnell Bent and Anthony Alvarez.